Aircheckdownloads.com.
Thank you, Richard. BBC Radio 3 minutes past 3 on Saturday, the 17th of September. It's Phil Williams here with you on Radio 2, live from Salford. I've only got one job this morning, and that's to keep you company. Try to see it my way. Magic Mark Owen on Radio 2. Before that, the Beatles, we can work it out. If there's a better way to start a radio programme than with the Beatles, I've yet to discover it. How are you? It's 9 minutes past three on Saturday morning. Phil Williams here with you live from the Salford Riviera through till six this morning. I'll be with you same time Sunday morning as well. We felt it was really important that we were live with you this weekend in the final weekend of national mourning here in the UK as we approach the funeral of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, which is on Monday. I'll give you the details of how Radio 2 is covering that a bit later on this morning. Keen to hear from you, as always. If you're a Briton living overseas, tell me how your week's been, how you've been reacting to this period of mourning. And you can get in touch via email, is probably easiest if you're overseas. phil@bbc.co.uk. 08000 288 291 if you want to ping us a WhatsApp message. Here in the UK, we are told by the Department of Culture, Media and Sport that you should not travel to the queue to see Her Majesty's coffin if you haven't already left. So if you are listening to Radio 2 in that queue and you would like me to cheer you up by mentioning your name on the wireless, then get involved on 88291. It's an especially cold one tonight. It was 7 degrees when I drove in this morning. And I think it's going to drop to 4 before the sun rises. Sunny day forecast for Saturday, but there's a 25-hour wait at the moment, and they're saying if you're not already in it, not to join that queue. We'll obviously keep you updated as the morning progresses. 88291 by text if you'd like me to mention you, if you're in that queue. What snacks have you got on the go? What clothing have you taken with you to prepare for this cold night? Give me the details, please. 08000 288 291 on WhatsApp, or you can hit me up on email, phil@bbc.co.uk. We're live with you through till 6. And we've got some great music for you, as you would expect from Radio 2. This ain't a love song, Scouting for Girls.
I'll be there for you.
Jess Glynn on Radio 2, I'll be there. Lots of focus on the queue then to see Her Majesty lying in state before the funeral on Monday. The current guidance we've had at the BBC from the DCMS is that the length of that queue now is a 25-hour wait, and they're saying if you haven't already set off, then do not set off to join that. That's the current guidance. We expect that to be updated a bit later on Saturday morning. On Friday, all eyes were on a former England football captain who made his way to the back of the queue and waited his turn to go and pay his respects to a woman he said he'd been fortunate enough to actually get to spend a lot of time around in his capacity as England football captain. It's David Beckham.
We all want to be here together. We all want to experience something where we celebrate.
He's one of us, isn't he, Bex? There's no queue jumping going on there. I think you've all seen those tweets, haven't you, in the last 24 hours? Yeah, he's waited his turn. I was intrigued by his talk of all the snacks that clearly he'd been sharing around. I've seen other accounts from the queue of people saying, well, look, we've been in it so long, we've actually made friends with those who were around us. I can't imagine if you're in the queue now that you've dropped off. So if you're listening to Radio 2 and you're in the queue, then get in touch with us. I would like to know, as we go on Queue Watch this morning, I'd like to know from you, how long have you been in it? Do you know exactly where you are, i.e. how long have you got left before you get to see Her Majesty lying in state? What clothing or other items have you had to improvise with to keep warm? It's a cold night tonight here in the UK. So what's keeping you warm? And what are your snacks of choice that are getting you through the 25-hour wait in this queue? Is it lemon sherbets like Bex? Is it the donuts? Let us know, 88291. On text, you can get in touch via WhatsApp on 08000 288 291, or on email, it's phil@bbc.co.uk. Can you believe that Roxy Music are 50 this year? If you search Roxy at 50 on BBC Sounds, you can hear a brilliant documentary which tells the story of the last half century. From Roxy Music, this is Over You. Search for the hero in people. Radio 2 at 3:27. Play that for Liz, who's listening in Adelaide. Says, hey, Phil, you're on at a perfect time for us to be listening. I think it's mid-morning, isn't it, in Adelaide? Am I your Ken Bruce, Liz? Is that what's going on here? Do you want me to shout 1 year out at random points just to make you feel more at home? It's very nice to hear from you. Mark's been in touch. Listening to you right now, Phil, from Tokyo, enjoying the show, as usual. I was on one of my runs last weekend, which goes past the British Embassy here, and it was so comforting, says Mark, to see so many Japanese people going there to lay flowers and pay their respects to Her Majesty. It helped me personally to get through this period of grief, as one feels a little helpless at this time when one's so far from home. Yeah, I can imagine that it would feel odd and maybe displaced at this moment. Mark says he queued for over an hour on Monday to sign the book of condolences where he is in Tokyo. A few Brits amongst a tide of Japanese people of all ages. Mark, thanks for letting me know about that and dropping us a line. Really appreciate that. It's phil@bbc.co.uk. Email probably easier. If you are overseas, if you're a Briton overseas, and you've had a similar experience to Mark, maybe you've signed a book of condolence where you are, let us know where you are and what you've done and how the people that you live near to have reacted to the death of Her Majesty the Queen. What's it been like discussing that with non-British nationals? 88291 by text if you can. If email's easier, it's phil@bbc.co.uk. On WhatsApp, it's 08000 288 291. This is a new version of Love My Life by Robbie, taken from his XXV album, celebrating 25 years in music. It's the UK's number one album currently, Love My Life.
Till they are sold to me.
Aircheckdownloads.com.